Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back, sports fans, to another episode of the Charity Stripe Podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one sports podcast network in Los Angeles. For those listening at home, on the road, in the air, or in the water, do you believe? We have a great show for you guys today. Marshall Faulk, yes, the Hall of Fame running back, y'all, joins the show. So buckle up, get excited, because here we go. 3, 2, 1. We're back.
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! High fly ball in the right field. She is gone!
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
He's going for the corner. He's got it.
Bases loaded. Two out.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Hit your free throws, because they're free. Sode 303 coming hot at you guys. Then Sode 302. And I'm joined on this one by Alex Tossman, Roctisopoulos, Nikki Snacks Kreider, and yes, Hall of Fame, Super Bowl champ, MVP. The three-time offensive player of the year was kind of nuts. And Marshall Faulk joins the show today. What was the stat you had, Toss?
Marshall is the only running back in NFL history to rush for 12,000 plus yards and also have 6,000 plus receiving yards.
Jesus.
No other running back has done that in NFL history.
And the craziest thing, he played multiple years with two sick wide receivers.
Yeah.
Two sick ones. Isaac Bruce, Believe Podcast Network, Hall of Fame.
And Torrey Holt.
Torrey Holt. Wow. And Kurt Warner.
With a quarterback who could sling the rock.
Who was a Kurt Warner. There's two things we didn't tell Marshall that maybe we could have. One thing, or three things. One thing was, I one time was drunk at a UT Northern Iowa basketball game and heckled Kurt Warner. Probably a good thing we didn't tell him that. Two, I used to play Madden 2003. That was like the first game I got on PlayStation. He was on the cover. Pretty sweet. And third, we didn't tell them that we were sponsored by betonline.ag. What a mishap.
No, we didn't. And we should have, because the Super Bowl is here. Yeah. And you can get in on all the action at betonline.ag. Ton of fun props going on for this one. Text me offline if you want some insider info on what's going down. Maybe it's the Gatorade color. Maybe it's the length of the national anthem. Maybe it's Maybelline, but it's not Maybelline. It's betonline.ag. Yeah. Tampa Bay, the first team in history to play for the title on their home field. is currently a 3.5-point underdog against Kansas City, looking for back-to-back titles for the first time in almost two decades.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 points, so that means it's moved a little bit, or at least from what I saw last week, because it was Kansas City -3. So now, clearly, it has moved in favor of Kansas City. They're -3.5 now. BetOnline has hundreds of props on the games, including game MVP. Josh, who's going to be the MVP of the game?
Who's going to be the MVP of the Super Bowl? Pat Mahomes.
Margin of victory, and even the length of the national anthem. I may or may not have insider info there.
How much did he put on it last year? It was ridiculous.
No, it wasn't very much. It
wasn't a lot, but it was a good...
I don't talk about my bets on air. I talk about what bets I do, but yeah. I don't talk about how much I put down.
Okay, that's fair.
And neither should you, but you should get in on the action at betonline.ag. Always available online or on your mobile device. Visit BetOnline today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
I'm going to put... I know you said not to talk about the amount, but I'm going to say it. I'm putting a hundy down over... And Chiefs spread.
The over, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, we talk about it briefly with Marshall. We're about to get into it, yeah. But should be a high scoring affair.
Yep. Should be a high scoring affair. But without further ado, a high scoring podcast. Enjoy the charity stripe with the Marshall Falk. All right. You heard it in our introduction. We have Hall of Fame running back, former MVP. And as it most pertains to this week, Super Bowl champ Marshall Falk joining the show. Marshall, how are we doing, man?
Doing good, man. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
We are doing excellent. Pumped to have you. Big week. We got Bucks. We got Chiefs. The Super Bowl is something you are no stranger to. You've been twice. What was the feeling like the first time you were about to run out of the tunnel for the Super Bowl, and how did that change for the second time you guys headed there?
Yeah, the first time, unbelievable, kind of surreal, and I'll tell you, the first time I kind of did homework on getting ready for the game, preparing for the game, and all of that stuff.
Yeah,
talked to Emmitt Smith, talked to Thurman Thomas, hey guys, tell me, what should I expect? How should I prepare? What do you do here? And they prepared me for everything, but they can't prepare you for running out of that tunnel, all of the bulbs, flashlights, and it's a different environment. You got to remember, when you play games, you play in a stadium, and the team is either for you or against you.
Yeah,
this is a neutral environment, so you're hearing cheers and boos at the same time. You're kind of conflicted. You don't know who's with you and who's not. And it's such an emotional roller coaster. And I ran out of the tunnel. I was so hyped up. I had to go sit on a bench, and I was like, whew, man, I'm a little lightheaded. I lost myself there for a minute.
Yeah.
you get so excited. And I just remember Emmett was like, listen, Marshall, you're going to try everything to make this a normal game. It's not a normal game.
Yeah.
So just go through what you're going to go through. And then get to playing the game the way you normally would, but it's not a normal game. Mm-hmm. And after a couple of plays, and you kind of get your win, and you get your legs underneath you, you really start to feel normal, and you're playing a game and allowing yourself to go out and do the things that's expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Now, is there a piece of advice you give to the Chiefs guys? We're trying to get it done for a second time. Something you wish you knew.
You did it right the first time. See, and I tell people, both of these teams, Tom Brady's been there. Tom's going to speak to that. And we have been there. See what happened. And I just tell people, our second Super Bowl was like a first experience for us in a sense. Mm. They threw a curveball because it was 9/11. You know, we had our routine down from the last Super Bowl, but then they did a freaking pregame concert, right before the game. They had never done that before.
Yeah.
Right.
So they did this pregame concert before the Super Bowl. And I mean, it just felt weird. It was like, so then we came out, and I was like, well, I got to re-warm up again.
Yeah.
It was a curveball.
Messed up the mojo.
Yeah, well, it was just, you know, you get so in the routine and asking all the questions like you guys asked, you can only prepare for so much.
Yeah.
Right.
And because we had a team that had so many guys that had been, and you think New England hadn't been since, what, 98, 97?
Yeah, early.
Was it something like that, 97? Mm-hmm. So we had, it was like more guys that was kind of out of sorts because of, you had a concert, you warmed up, we went off the field, there was a concert, then you came out and did the national anthem, and you played a game.
Yeah.
And that rarely happened. So you just got to be prepared for all the things that you know, you can't prepare enough. How about that?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you can't prepare these guys, you know, not playing in front of fans for most of the games. You can't prepare for that.
Right.
Right.
Right. A game of this magnitude. Like, think about this. What if you hadn't been playing in front of a lot of fans, and all of a sudden now you get fans.
Yeah.
Remember, they've been dealing with no noise in stadiums.
Yeah.
And yeah, now you got to deal with noise. It's like, right. Hold on, wait. Do we go back to like old school protocol? What do we deal with here?
Yeah.
And they play an entire season, and at that point, you've gotten accustomed to it. So to do that, to interject that fan, and it's different from here. And, I mean,
if you guys remember, at the beginning of the season, it was so different. The TV games started pumping in crowd noise because we could hear so much of what was going on the field. And it was like, what's that? it actually drowned out the broadcaster. Yeah. It was like, tell Romo to shut up. I want to hear the quarterback actually talk about what he's talking about.
Oh,
I want to hear the exchange.
Yeah,
yeah, you get like a behind the curtain look on what really goes down there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I loved it.
I remember like one of the guys we were on the couch with was like, I didn't realize they talked so much in the game. I'm like, well, I mean, that's football. I mean, they got to call out plays. I mean, you could see it in the mic'd up, but like everyone's yelling and screaming. I think everyone was like, holy hell, what do we do?
Yeah.
You know, kind of a backwards thing. But yeah, Marshall, you got a campaign going, changing the world here. Drug-free world. How do you get involved, and why is this something that speaks to you so much?
Well, for me, growing up in the environment that I did, understanding that there are many great athletes that came before me in my community, in my neighborhood, or went to my high school, but for whatever reason, somehow drugs, whether using it, selling it, it derails you.
Yeah.
And so, I don't tell people what to do. You know, if you choose to partake, do what you want to do. But just educate yourself, whether you're an adult, and definitely for kids. Kids don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, they see things being done, and they think it's cool, and they'll Google everything in the world, but they won't Google the effects.
Right.
So what we've done is we created, you know, an organization, drugfreeworld.org. You go to a website, and you get all the information. We have 14 free online classes. If you really want to dive into what it does. We have it in 20 languages, and it's all free. We're not asking you for money. We're just asking you, if you want to know what you're doing, you want to be smart about what you're doing, do it. Because sometimes I just think about the people that, you know, you're on medication, and then you get into this world of where, you know, a lot of states where marijuana is legal, whether it's you smoke marijuana or you take an edible, and what if they conflict with your medication and you don't know? And now you could have a loss of life or something like that.
Right.
And probably the biggest part is this. The parents who grew up and they don't have knowledge of street drugs or prescription drugs. And now you don't see that. You can't tell when your kid is having issues. You have a place to go here to get the information and the education to maybe help your child and save a life.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's something that, you know, as you get older, you gain that perspective of what becomes really important. And a lot of times, you know, kids are dismissive to people who are older because they're like, you don't know what's best for me.
But times have changed in a sense.
Or right. And it's not until you actually get older do you understand, you know, why people are looking out for you. And so I think to kind of bridge that gap and to make this available for them to go find that information and to help connect that is really important. So I think it's awesome what y'all are doing.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you guys get it.
I think what was interesting, we watched The Last Dance with Michael Jordan. I didn't realize that a lot of the guys when he first got to the Bulls were doing drugs. Was that something that was prevalent in the NFL, like a lot of partying, and something that was, when you came from San Diego State, that was a bit of a shock at all?
You say was?
Yeah.
Would you think it stopped?
Good point. Touche. Touche. Yeah.
That's a good point.
It's been a wild NFL offseason to start. Your Rams.
Yeah, elephant in the room. You got the Rams. Matt Stafford goes to L.A.
Big move.
Jared Goff goes to Detroit. What are your initial thoughts on this trade?
I question it. I understand the rationale for the Rams.
Yeah.
Between the Super Bowl and some other big games, Jared Goff underperformed in those big games. The moment seemed to be too big for him.
Yeah.
And they could have kind of held pat and waited. But if you understand his organization, whether it's Todd Gurley, Robert Quinn, they don't hold pat. Alex Ogletree, you could produce, but if you don't fit the scheme and move into the future, they don't mind moving you. And that's, you know, kudos to them for that. You know, right. Now on the flip side, Detroit, they let Matthew Stafford stay there forever and just not be productive. Like you literally, you know, what was it? What, 11 years, 12 years? How long was he there?
2009 he was drafted.
Something like that?
Yeah, 11 years.
Yeah, so 11 years and you don't win one damn NFC North title, not one. You don't get one playoff game and I'm going to continue to give you hundreds of millions of dollars. Hell no. Nah. But now it's changed for him. He's put himself in a situation that he's going to be exposed. Mm-hmm. We don't know in Detroit if he was part of the problem or not. So he's going to play in a system that's quarterback friendly with some talent, with a defense around him, and we're going to get a chance to see what he's about. Now, mm-hmm. I like it. I think it's an upgrade, but Matthew Stafford was part of the problem in Detroit as well as he was part of the solution. And I want to see if he can correct a lot of the things that he needs to correct in order to become an elite quarterback. An elite, because he's an elite talent, but it's, can he become an elite quarterback?
Mm-hmm. And something in Detroit he didn't have was a run game. What do you think of Cam Akers? They made a switch from Gurley.
Who cares about a run game? who cares? Like, who cares? Like, if you think about all the Super Bowls Tom Brady won, he has so many different running backs. Who cares? We don't even care.
A Hall of Fame running back,
you only ask about a run game when the quarterback is doing bad. When the quarterback is throwing the ball well, you don't care about a running back.
Right.
It's like when the $100 million quarterback is not playing well, you're like, oh, man, he needs a running game.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true, man. Or at least a pass-catching back of some sorts. You know, you need him, someone in the backfield. You make all the excuses.
Yeah, I mean, he had a bunch of those.
Yeah. Right.
He had a bunch of those. They provided – I mean, the man had tools around him. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
He had tools around him.
You got a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the dude had tools around him. I don't want to make it seem like they were not, you know, if you look at the games, I'm going to tell you this. There were seasons that Detroit had better talent around Matthew Stafford than Green Bay had around Aaron Rodgers.
Right. I agree.
Very true. There, you could even go as far back as last year, almost, before Aaron Jones broke out with Galladay, Marvin Jones. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. It's going to be interesting.
But just pay attention. Just pay attention, guys.
Yeah.
Whenever a team is talking about the quarterback doesn't have a running game, it's when the quarterback is struggling. When the quarterback is doing well, nobody cares about the run game.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a safety net.
It's an excuse. It's an excuse for the, yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
My last question for you. You got two teams that you played for, Colts and Rams. They're both kind of in similar situations. You know, they got a good D. They've got a lot of weapons around them. Which organization right now do you feel is in better shape for the future?
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to say the Colts because of their division.
Yeah.
The Rams are in a hard – I'm talking about a hard-ass division.
Yeah, of course.
They are in a hard division.
It's insane.
You know, we don't know what Garoppolo is going to be, but think about the other two quarterbacks.
Yeah,
right.
Those two guys, they're going to win games.
Yeah.
And they can elevate their teams.
Yeah. Big time.
But when I look at Indy, when you look at Jacksonville, when you look at Houston.
What's going on in Houston right now? No one knows.
Right. It's like, okay, it's your competition is Tennessee and Ryan Tannehill. Okay, I'm down with that. Yeah. I can and if this thing keeps going on, I'm wondering what they do. You know, I'm like, does Philadelphia do they send wins to Indianapolis?
I'd like to see that, honestly.
I think
about it.
I think they can make a move for
Frank Wright.
Yeah, I think they could be a team that trades up for a QB low key, and he just starts.
I don't know about trade up for a QB because they're ready to win now, and I don't know if there's anybody
outside of Lawrence
right now that's like, yeah, I don't even think he is.
Fair.
You know, right. I'm just telling you, I don't think he is, because what I saw from him in the game against Ohio State was, see, Clemson always had more talent.
Yeah.
Now you put him in a game with, it's equal, like the talent was equal, and he, his talent wasn't better.
Yeah. It was the same thing in the national championship the year before too.
Yeah. He looked average.
Right.
Yeah.
But the year before he looked tough. He took a beating against LSU, and that Joker was he balled out in that game.
Yeah,
he showed me something that game. He showed me some toughness in that LSU game.
He's good. I don't know if he's as good as Andrew Luck, though. I still am not sold on that, with Luck coming out.
What do you mean?
When Luck came out of school, I think Luck's the best college QB I've seen.
I would say he's the smartest. But you know, we get – like, go look at the numbers. I don't want to get into people that don't play. Just look at the numbers.
Josh is the only one who didn't play here.
Oh man, you see, dirty like
pay
that.
Pay attention to that. But I'm telling you, Indianapolis, the play on Carson Wentz, that would be great for them. Like to get him now would be great. Would be great for them.
Be a buy low too.
Yeah,
I think.
All right, Marshall, we're going to let you rock and roll, man. We know you got other people to get to, but last question.
Who do you got?
Who you got?
Oh, man. So, for two reasons, I'm picking Kansas City, all right?
Yeah.
Tampa Bay blitzes so much, and they love playing man-to-man. They can't stop themselves. That's just what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And
Shaq Barrett's gonna get paid.
I'm just saying, this is like, you just don't want to blitz Kansas City like this. I like Kansas City for that. And then, you know, I'm my boy is Eric Bieniemy, man. It's a shame that he didn't get a head coaching job, but I love to see EB.
Yeah. Well, he may get the keys to the Chiefs
as a coordinator.
Kingdom. Yeah.
I like Kansas City. I think a high-scoring game, 35-30, something like that.
Yeah.
True battle for these two quarterbacks. It's going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be a fun one to watch. We're rooting for Bieniemy to get a job soon. Hopefully, he gets the Kansas City job when Reed retires and he has the last laugh, which would be awesome.
Why would Andy Reed retire? Are you kidding me?
Down the line. I'm just – it's
Andy Reid just lost a lot of weight. He's ready to go for
Andy
the long
Reed,
haul, man.
This is like – he's having the most fun of his life.
Yeah.
Now that he can see –
after those miserable years in Philly.
Now that he can see after that windshield fogging up, now that he can see, he's good to go.
Do you know how pissed Philly must be?
Oh,
think
yeah.
about it.
Couldn't be happier, honestly. I hate
that. That's just an angry city fans. Altogether.
That's that city's pissed.
It is. It made him fire a coach that just won the Super Bowl like 3 years ago.
Yeah. That entire city is just angry. Nonstop.
Terrible fans. Marshall, thank you. Thank you for the entertainment, brother. Thanks for joining us. Have a great rest of your week, man. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks,
Marshall.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Great episode. I didn't expect him. I don't know why, but he was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, he dished it out.
He pulled no punches on us.
In case anyone was questioning this at the beginning of the episode, Josh didn't play collegiate or professional football.
Yeah, no, and he made that very clear.
Yeah.
And Nick was slightly offended. You can't tell that Nick played football over Zoom, though.
No, you definitely cannot.
You could tell that we didn't, though.
yeah, I thought it was interesting that Marshall, you know, didn't discredit the running back position, but really put a lot of emphasis on what a quarterback means to an NFL team.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a new saying that Nick and I have been using a lot. The initials are KR, and mm-hmm. it stands for kick rocks, which is basically what Marshall told the run game to do.
He said Cam Akers can kick rocks.
Essentially, allegedly. I mean, I was shocked. I kind of disagree. I don't know. In some regards, if you have Mahomes, you have, okay, Mahomes, Rodgers, Brady.
How can you really disagree with that, though?
Josh Allen. Okay, maybe I don't. Maybe I, now that I've said it out loud. But the Packers have a great run game. The Niners went to the Super Bowl on the back of a run game last year.
Yeah, and they lost.
And the Ravens.
They lost to a Patriots team who didn't really had a
Chiefs team. Chiefs.
Oh, they lost to the Chiefs team. Yeah. Whose running back was who? Daryl Williams, LeSean McCoy, and someone actually had a really good game. Damian Williams. He had a great game.
Didn't even play this year. It was kind of wild.
But again, it's all this rotational backfield, right? Look at the Patriots team. Tom Brady has been there now 10 times.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But I just want one more time a team to win because of the run game.
Well, to his point, to Marshall's point, you can't win with just the run game.
Yes, that's true.
You do need a quarterback who can do something. And as long as Patrick Mahomes is healthy.
Alive and breathing.
Yeah, which seems like it's going to be the case for
ever.
A long time.
Dude, they may win like 10 Super Bowls.
That would be crazy.
I love this Andy Reid take too. We loved a lot of it. It was great. Love a guy that can do good takes and talk shit.
What do you think about people asking Scotty Miller if he would beat Cheetah in a foot race, and he said he would?
Nonsense.
It's crazy, right?
I would bet the house.
You just watch them play, and Tyreek's so much faster.
It's insanity how fast he is.
I've never even was Hester as fast as him?
No. No chance.
He just exploded through holes. He was just a fantastic kick returner and punt returner.
Hester was also pretty sizable, if I remember correctly. He had some. He looked big on the screen.
I don't recall his weight off the top. Rocked, he wasn't very tall.
He rocked number 23. He wasn't like your typical wide receiver. He was like a specialist.
Well, he wasn't even really a wide receiver.
Yeah, he was like a back.
He was a defensive back.
He was all of it. He was an all-purpose player. He was Devin Hester. Cheetah's faster than him. I think he's the.
I think the only guy that could really give Cheetah a run for his money.
Ross, but not anymore.
I don't think so. I think it's a guy who is talked about only because his game speed is that fast. I think Raheem Mostert is the only guy that could really keep pace with him. Because he's got a longer stride. Mostert's like 6 foot, 6'1", maybe. I mean, he's clocked in at the fastest ever. I think 22 miles an hour or something like that, which is crazy.
I think it's different with the pads on too.
For sure.
I don't know, without the
pads. I don't think it is for Tyreek Hill. I don't think it really matters.
I think Tyreek Hill, with the pads on, smokes Scotty Miller like a brisket.
For sure.
Speaking of brisket.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kansas City. Never mind.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Are our
pick to win the game. And on that note, read your emails. drag both feet inbound, swing on a full count, rip that puck, hit that putt, hit your PKs because they free and hit your free throws. Why, Toss?
Because Devin Hester is 5'11" and 190 pounds.
Never mind, I was wrong on that too. Because they free. We out you. We love you.
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we in here talking about practice.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
High fly ball in the right field. She is gone!
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Rebound box. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! floated. Two out.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.